Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's a fight so often waged by the world's youth. But now, a climate victory has been handed to a group of around 2,000 Swiss women, mostly in their 70s. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg found Switzerland had failed to comply with its duties to combat climate change and meet emissions targets. The decision was handed down by Shefra O'Leary, the president of the European Court of Human Rights.
The court finds that there were some critical lacunae in the Swiss authorities' process of putting in place the relevant domestic regulatory framework. This included a failure to quantify, through a carbon budget or otherwise, national greenhouse gas emissions limitations. Furthermore, as recognised by the relevant authorities, the respondent state had previously failed to meet its past greenhouse gas emission reduction targets. By failing to act in good time and in an appropriate and consistent manner.
Svanet Belka, one of the women who filed the lawsuit.
I am so shocked, positively shocked, so happy, because we could do something. We could contribute to the future, to a better future for our children.
The landmark ruling is almost a decade in the making. The women had argued their age and gender made them vulnerable to heat waves related to global warming. A study published last year found there were more than 61,000 heat-related deaths in Europe's summer of 2022, a season characterised by a series of record-breaking heat waves, droughts and fires. The vast majority of deaths were among the elderly. The research also noting around 60% more women than men died due to heat. And a separate 2023 study found around 60% of the more than 600 heat-related deaths in Switzerland's summer of 2022 can be attributed to human-induced global warming. The case watched closely by climate activists, including Greta Thunberg, who was in the court as the verdict was being delivered.
All over the world, more and more people are taking their government to court, holding them responsible for their actions. This means that we have to fight even more, since this is only the beginning, because in a climate emergency, everything is at stake.
Professor Jacqueline Peel is an expert in the field of environmental and climate change law at the University of Melbourne. She says there are more than 2,000 lawsuits globally, and Australia has the second most after the US. But are they effective? In 2019, a New South Wales Land and Environment Court rejected the proposed Rocky Hill coal mine in the Hunter Valley. Climate change was cited as a key reason. And in 2022, a UN committee found Australia had violated the human rights of Torres Strait Islanders by failing to adequately protect them from the impacts of climate change. But not all lawsuits end in victory. The EU court dismissed two other similar cases on procedural grounds. The first was brought by a former French mayor and the other by a group of Portuguese youth. Among them, Catarina Malta, who spoke with reporters after the decision was handed down.
We didn't break the wall. We made a huge crack. I want to see the win against Switzerland being used against all European countries and in national courts. All governments in Europe must act on this ruling immediately.
The Swiss verdict is legally binding, experts say, but ultimately it's up to states to comply. The Swiss government representative, Alain Chablais, suggests the country will take action.
Switzerland should take measures to execute this ruling. It has the obligation to do so.
Annalisa Savaresi is a UK-based expert in environmental and climate change law. She says the decision sends a clear message.
It's really important to emphasise that we are here awakening to a new dawn of litigation that is really making climate pledges operational in practice. And this is huge. It's really important and it's very hopeful.
Climate change has long been a moral issue and increasingly a legal one too. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.